This is Twit.
Apple TV gets 4K. It's really expensive. If you're locked into the Apple ecosystem. No, I mean, as somebody who's owned every generation of Apple TV, in no small part because I have been locked into Apple's ecosystem because I own a ton of their content. It's great that they're doing 4K, $179 for 32 gigs of storage, $199 for 64 gigabytes of storage. You're basically talking about the equivalent performance of an $89 or $99 Roku box. So there's a huge price premium on this. The flip side is they've done some what I think are pretty impressive content deals. They've got everybody but Disney on board for $20 4K movies, which is fantastic, right? Because if you start looking over at Vudu's 4K UHD movies, you're talking very often, like $29.99 for a 4K UHD movie. There's not going to be any Atmos support on the Apple TV 4K as far as we can tell. Their audio options aren't particularly sophisticated if you're a bleeding edge home theater enthusiast. But for the vast majority of people, it's going to have 4K UHD, HDR10, Dolby Vision. And what I hope turns out to be a ton of 4K content. And that could be kind of the Trojan horse for Apple, catching back up to Roku in terms of installed units. I don't think it's going to happen given the number of TVs using the Roku's operating system. But I think it's a really smart thing for Apple. And Apple's again being aggressive on the 4K movie pricing, like $20. And they promise that, all of your eligible HD movies that you own, they will automatically make 4K for free, which I thought was a really nice thing for them to do. So if you've got a 4K TV and you got a bunch of Apple content, this is looking looks like it has a lot of potential. They put a white circle around the home button. Whether or not that circle is raised, and i.e. a textural feedback for your thumb in the darkness, or whether or not it's just a white circle, remains to be seen. I'm hoping to get into a store and as soon as these are available for pre-order, hopefully they'll be in a store so you can play with them. I'm very curious about that because I didn't realize how many people were as frustrated as they are with the Apple remote. I found it frustrating for about a week, and then it wasn't an issue for me, but some friends of mine were just, all they wanted out of the 4K announcement was a redesigned remote control because that was the most frustrating pain point.
I mean, you get used to the remote. I mean, it has there's indentations in the buttons at least already. So you just know where the button is after, like you just said, using it for a week or so, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just kind of get used to it.
Apparently, you and I got used to it, but a lot of people didn't.